Good morning, everyone. This is Dave York, District Conservationist for the Cass and Audubon County NRCS offices, with this week's USDA report. Harvest is coming right along, and really some folks have already finished this year. With the early harvest and dry conditions, it may be tempting for producers to go out and do some tillage this fall. Resist the temptation. There really is no reason to do any full field tillage this fall. This includes the vertical tillage type of tools that many producers seem to be using. All this type of tillage will do is dry out our soils that are already too dry. We need to be conserving what little moisture we have in our soils. Our producers really need to resist the urge and temptation to do any tillage, even if you are planting a cover crop. If you've removed crop residues by chopping silage or baling on highly erodible land, you need to drill in a cover crop in order to remain in compliance with your conservation plan. These covers can be drilled directly into the soil without any tillage. The best thing to do is to come into our office as soon as possible and visit with us so we can help you make the right decisions for the care of your land. When it comes to compliance, there is no asking for forgiveness later. At their last meeting, the Cass Soil and Water Conservation District set aside funding to help cost share on cover crop plantings. Producers in Cass County are eligible to receive $20 per acre on a maximum of 25 acres to plant a cover crop. These acres will need to be seeded to a cereal rye or winter wheat cover crop yet this fall. If you are interested in this program, you need to come into our office immediately. We're coming up on dates for fall seeding of these cover crops, so it is imperative you come in as quickly as possible. Our Environmental Quality Incentive Program, or EQIP, will be in full swing for next year. At this point, applications will need to be into our office by Friday, October 19th, to be eligible for the next round of funding. In particular, folks that have livestock-related practices, such as hoop buildings and the monoslope-type buildings for feedlots or pasture-related practices, such as watering facilities or pasture interseeding, really need to check out this program. There are good opportunities for people to receive some financial assistance through this program. The Audubon FSA office would like to remind folks that the final sign-up date for the ECP well program is October 12th. One of the exciting changes coming to NRCS is our emphasis on conservation planning. We are getting back to our roots and putting more emphasis on conservation planning than we have in quite some time. You will start to see things such as program applications closely tied to a conservation plan. This may mean we will not rank a future application until we have documented a conservation plan with a landowner or producer. This allows us to better get back on the land, working with folks, doing what we do best. This concludes this week's USDA report. This has been Dave York, District Conservationist with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, wishing everyone a safe and enjoyable fall.